You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
So what are you talking about, Watchmen's series? But did it go that deep?
You like skipping the intro? You just like skipping the intro?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's my thing. I'm skipping intros. That's how we start the conversation. We hot. We up here as the doctor. We got Megatron, the baby.
You know.
We got the doctor.
Super legend.
We got
Ryan.
Me, the wizard.
I think that's me, yeah.
And we got the doctor. Yeah, because you're about to leave once again. The doctor, the brain. I want to say your name, but at the same time, I want to say, look, you're replacing the brain, because the brain ain't here now. The brain will usually chime in right about now. But we're going to leave this
he'll
one.
Be back.
He'll be back. Of course he'll be back. Except the
brain. It's not a complete unit without the brain.
Not a complete unit. Now we're gonna leave with sequels, then we go into our conspiracy reels.
I like to bring up a sequel. What? I actually need a sequel to Backdoor Sluts 9. What's I need
Backdoor
that
Backdoor Slut 9.
Yes.
I think that you know what? I don't think you need a sequel. Just watch a different video.
No.
I heard that when you go to a different volume. Now I've seen Backdoor Sluts 7. I see three. I didn't get the rest of them, so I didn't get the gist.
I heard 13 was coming out this summer.
I heard it's gonna be a three part. It's gonna be a 13, 1, 2, and 3.
Oh,
so
volume 1, so, 2,
so you
got
you
three?
Can't. No, it's gonna be within that volume.
13.1.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, it's supposed to be. I don't know. How they gonna do it?
They
it's supposed to take place in Jamaica and everything.
Yeah, they were saying something about the budget.
It was supposed to be beautiful. Uh-huh. Okay, wait.
And then the backdrop with the waterfalls and stuff like
that. Support Black Productions.
Yeah, and I heard 13.3 was going to be in Niagara. So
it can do it.
Yeah, she was going to be the only one getting wet. So,
oh
basically.
My god! Okay, I'm trying. I'm still going up to Jamaica. I'm still going to Jamaica. What's the sequel you would like to see, Doctor? You say you want to see the sequel to Watchmen.
You know what? Players Club. Meeting of the Players Club.
That would be crazy. A Players Club sequel.
I think I actually seen that movie.
So what was it called?
Players Club.
The sequel?
No, the first one.
Okay. Louis, what would you feel about a sequel right about now? I wouldn't make it obvious, though. I would make it like his own set of girls. I wouldn't make it like Diamond's daughter's a stripper. I wouldn't do that to make a Players Club sequel.
No.
I would make it like a
whole... Diamond would have to be in it.
Yeah, Diamond would have to show up or something. Or I would have...
Cougar Auntie.
The Cougar Auntie, yeah. Or I would have, what's his name, pop up?
I mean, but you know what we're going to do, right? You don't have to have Black China in that bitch.
You have to have all of them. Amber Rose, Black China.
You're going to have to have all
of them. It's going to bring it down to a low budget movie.
I mean, you got to have like Kim with her own little fucking strip joint that's upscale. I'm telling you. Yeah, you got to do it.
By the time Kim get in there, she's going to have to
in
have.
In fact, this cast all Kanye's exes. Oh. And you'll have a successful movie.
Okay.
By the time Kim gets in, she had to have a wagon for her ass at that point. She heard so many shots by then.
It's going to be a custom-made wagon, too.
I would push Gucci. That wagon.
You're disgusting.
I would definitely push that wagon. Yeah,
that's a married woman.
With children.
With children, yeah. That's why Kanye B. Stop talking about this is my wife, the mother of my children. So what? She blew everybody.
I mean, he has to understand, just like we all have beautiful wives, it is what it is. I mean, and if he found her attractive, trust me, everybody else on the planet
she ain't ugly. It's just the moxie. She ain't ugly at all. She's the only naturally pretty Kardashian, in my opinion, before all the makeup and shit. The rest of them was...
You want to say what's natural?
So before they started doing the makeup and all the surgery and stuff, when she was younger, she still looked good. The rest of them looked all messed up. Khloé looked like a man for years. You couldn't tell me that wasn't a man. The little girl,
the man girl.
Right, now they all look like something off of Underworld.
Modern surgery and a lot of makeup, she actually looks like a girl now.
Right, yeah.
Still 6'5".
That's like, what's his name, son, daughter?
Hey, she looked like China from that one.
Magic Junior. Magic Junior. He like 7'8". They did some makeup and surgery to him, yeah.
It's on EJ?
Yep.
What's going on, Sam? What's the problem?
Huh, me?
I see he back there kicking some old school jab. You know what? Another sequel I can see popping up.
What's that?
A sequel or a reimagining.
That sounds creepy. Whisper it down little boy's ears.
It wasn't Michael said it. It wasn't Michael Jackson.
It would have been way lighter.
But I heard it was going to be a sequel to Space Jam. I don't think Space Jam should get the sequel.
That's been flying around for like 5-10 years.
Has it? I think it was what? Yeah. I didn't hear you.
Supposed to be a sequel to Space Jam.
First it was Kobe, then it was LeBron, then it was Zach LaVine.
I just heard the LeBron.
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin was going to be.
Yeah, at like 4 different people trying to do
it. He's going to replace Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, no. I don't think they're going to do it. They're definitely not going to do it.
The only way you could do it right is have LeBron do it. And then that would actually be a mockery almost.
That would be. Everybody would watch it, but nobody would like it.
Nobody would respect it.
On the internet, nobody would like it. Mm-hmm. Secretly, everybody would be playing it back to their kids in the house.
Right, precisely.
But as far as social media, everybody would bash it. But it'll sell out.
That's like the new trick. Just get everybody to talk about it, and it's going to sell out regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to sell out regardless. I mean, and people be thinking they're doing something, but it's like you really giving them the attention they wanted.
Exactly. And you really
like, you remember when Wendy Williams dropped that Aaliyah movie, and everybody in the world, I still ain't seen it. Everybody in the world talked about that movie. But it was like everybody in the world seen it. That's what she wanted. And she was on the TV the next day like, I had the number one movie on last night in the country. I want to get a hand for that. And they cheering for her. I'm like, well, she got a point. Y'all can't laugh.
Exactly.
Even though she ain't seen it, everybody hated that movie.
Bad reviews, but y'all still seen it.
Yeah.
I'm still getting paid.
Yeah. So it's like she did her job was to get at least 5,000 viewers, and y'all gave her 5 million.
You know what it is? Everybody wants to see a train wreck. That's what it is.
That's true. So you
watch
talk about.
To see how bad this train wreck is going to be.
I think that's how people create friends. They just, you know, watch something awful or talk about bad experiences with other people.
I mean, can we all admit that we watched Sharknado? I mean, that was the worst movie.
That was you. That was you. I'm not knocking your choices, though.
I've seen 2 Sharknado.
You're your own, fam. You've seen 2?
He's seen 2.
I've seen 2 of them.
The
first one, I tripped over and made that mistake. And then the other one, my kids was watching it, and I just sat down and just said, okay.
This is the type of guy who blames his kids for his mistakes. That's what he does. This is the type of guy we're dealing with.
Yes, that is what we're dealing with right here.
He's blaming his children.
It was little Jimmy's fault. I had to watch the second one.
He had to watch Sharknado. He tripped, fell down, and looked up. It was on. He couldn't move. I was walking down the street. I slipped and fell down, and oops, I was in the position.
Oh, there it is, Sharknado.
Where I couldn't move. Next, right.
Left in it. She was just there.
And after that, I have to watch it. The concept, though, that I didn't see Sex on the Plane just for the same reason. I don't care if it was Samuel Jackson.
I don't think I've seen it.
I don't want
that to... was by far his worst movie.
All these goddamn snakes on this motherfucking plane.
It wasn't worse than
that. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Yeah, I didn't want to see it when I watched that title, but then I saw a part of it. It did look kind of good. But I was like, it's still in protest. Just like I won't watch X-Men.
I ain't seen Black Panther.
He said that before.
Whoa.
They get a reaction every time.
Terrell.
It's like it stops. It's at this point.
That's like my race card right there.
Funny.
I just throw
he's
that
so
out
funny.
There.
And he's just not, he's not ethnically correct. So he hasn't seen Black Panther. I can't deal with him.
What else I haven't seen?
That's
controversial.
Can't do it. He's seen Set It Off, but he didn't see Black Panther.
I haven't seen Set It Off. I've seen Bring It On.
I think it should be a Belly sequel.
Yeah, Bring It On. That's even worse, bro.
I haven't seen Blade.
I tried to help you out.
I've seen like when I was when it was coming out. I mean, not when it was coming out, but when it was replaying.
Hey, the
heavy,
brain like, is starting.
Huh?
They're walking down there now.
When Blade was replaying heavy, right, I was like 12, 13, and that was like one of the things I would watch partial of when I was staying up late night.
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to be up.
I go get a carry out, Trey.
But yeah, he over ordering food.
He at the other location.
Really? Are you eating grass tacos?
Yeah. No, not the grass tacos. They have dirt chicken today.
You could just hire his little brother to come put your face in some dirt. You don't even got to buy that.
Yeah, that taco place. What's called? Podega? Podera? What's the name of that taco place?
Some Spanish for grass.
Yeah, Spanish for grass and dirt. It looked like somebody left the window open with your taco while they was cutting the grass. And I tried to give it a chance, too. You said my face just sold it off. I paid for this. I'm going to eat this and make it taste good. I was determined to make it taste good.
It looked like lawn clippings. Just like somebody pushed broom lawn clippings into your tortilla shell. Sprinkled chicken on it. That was bad.
Now, what about other sequels? Can anybody think of anything else that you wouldn't mind seeing? Bring back now, 20, 30 years later. That's the best thing was to me when you show like an age progression. when you saw this new possibilities that happened within this last couple of decades?
Never seen it.
Never seen what?
Step Back Now.
My God. They should make a sequel to Cocoons. Are you out there fighting?
Damn. Oh, what's
that? It sounds like a wrestling match out there.
Right.
He in the back. Making sure they don't use the grass.
He don't walk to the back. That's the type of...
Don't put that grass right there.
That's the type of brother we dealing with.
That's the type of brother we dealing with. He making his own taco.
He done put the phone down. That's what happened.
It's in his pocket.
He done put the... See? Black people. Black people.
It's going to get pretty loud where I am, so I might have to go ahead and get off of this.
Okay.
All right. Y'all take care, okay?
All right. I'm going to try to. Just give it up. Yeah. See, right there, that's when you would push
the cue. Hey, give me a call later. I got to catch up with you, okay?
I shall.
All right.
Back to two. So, about these male baby showers.
They got male baby showers?
I would assume.
You talk about like guys that throwing the baby shots for
themselves. Yeah.
What did you hear about this shit?
This is like a concept I've been thinking about. So like,
what does this have to do with sequels? This concept out of nowhere. I thought it was something actually going on.
Conspiracy.
You saw it.
Theory.
It's conspiracy. Let me know about this male shower.
So you have, you know, you and your friends, right? And you wear a Burberry shirt. You got to have a Burberry shirt on. And Tim's. And some type of expensive jean. And then, you know, you kind of sit up in the front.
I'm trying to take it seriously. I just had to listen to the whole concept. This ran back through my head. Got to be some type of some Burberry shirt and some Tims.
And some Tims. And some.
And you get turned away at the door?
Huh?
You get turned away at the door if you try to come in.
Yeah. If it's your, no. This is what you got to have as the shower E. I don't know. What it's called.
The guy.
Yeah, okay. It's the guy. You gotta wear that. That's the attire. Right? So you in front, you know, you're in front. It's kinda like a podium type thing, you know. You're standing there. Mm-hmm. You directing the games and stuff. Y'all got all the games, like the balloon popping type thing, the jaw humping each other type thing. That's sketchy. Pin the tail on the donkey and all that good stuff. And then y'all give out gifts. But instead of like regular baby shower gifts like strollers and all that, you just give out strippers and gift cards to like, you know, places that you wouldn't use for the baby. Like, what would you?
Car wash.
Like, yeah, car wash. Strip clubs.
It's your party. How
strip
the fuck you don't know how to throw your party?
I'm trying to think of places to get gift cards for that's not.
Strip clubs too got gift cards.
Can we use them for strippers?
If she got Cash App, yeah.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, this is a new day and age, man.
New day and age.
People are selling weed on Cash App, man.
I'm going to try that. Next time I get a lab dance, I'm like, what's your Cash App?
And I guarantee you, she would say something back. It's a good chance. Maybe not all of them. Some rusty stripper still on the Obama phone. They don't got that type of smartphone. But it's a regular stripper out here who.
All right, I'm going to whisper it to her. I'm like, what's your Cash App? Like, real discreetly, though.
You don't have to be discreet until you, but if you can be so loud, you could say, like, I'm about to get naked right now, and nobody would hear it when it's awkward. You could be shouted to, I'm about to get naked, and the music will be playing in your ear.
Not the one by my house. It's kind of quiet in there. It's not like a church
bar?
Atmosphere.
It's a titty bar over there?
Yeah.
Where?
It's on 6 and Wolverine. Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
6. It is 6 and Wolverine. V-Live. It's called V-Live now.
Oh, they changed the Deja Vu?
Yeah.
Oh, well, is it still going by the Deja Vu rules?
Basically, it's just like, you know how to change the name.
No, because Deja Vu. I know, I'm saying, but Deja Vu, their whole thing was the women getting naked, but they don't serve liquor. You got to bring your own liquor.
Oh, no, that.
So, do they have a bar now? Because I'm saying, did they change the rules?
I don't know. I never buy any drinks in there. I always go drunk.
No, I'm saying, but I never been in. I only dropped people off there, but that was the whole rules for them.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
And yeah, that was the whole thing, because also with them, since they didn't sell liquor, and they were like that, they had the freedom to stay open all night. So that's what they call it, the Vu after two. When niggas would go up. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, true story. And this is going to lead back into our fantasy and hip hop and music talking about shit.
Right.
I was driving a cab over there.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, I start seeing flyers for Bone Thugs and Harmony performing at Deja Vu at 2 a.m. get your tickets now. It's like Seven Apes coming out. It was like a week before that. That following week, it was live and loaded at like 2 or 3 in the morning in Highland Park. Because Bond was there. And I'm like,
it's so small.
What is this, like
though,
a vampire crowd or something they going
it
for?
Be. Like the stage.
They was
like,
there. So yeah, they used to get popping between like midnight and 5 a.m. Like whole, that people going home, like whole full-fledged ass parties. But they didn't serve liquor. That was their thing.
Okay.
You had to come in with your own
bottle. It's so tiny, though. I can't even see them being a venue for anything.
Well, I see bars about the size of this building. With a stage in the corner that's about the size of half a bed.
I saw the stage is probably about the size of this table.
Well, see, yeah.
Like, you can sit around the table. Like
I just see stage is smaller than this. It's like a guy, his amp and his drummer set up right outside of it. They go at it, or the DJ to set up his little booth. Mm. I just see shit like that. And people are rocking. Teresa's. Yeah. Go to Teresa's. You ever heard of that place?
I heard of that place.
You probably have been there because you're 6 years old. But
that's true. Ate on a good day.
I went there because my cousin DJ there. It's pretty much the same thing. Smaller than a motherfucker, but you would think Jay-Z in here. How it be so packed and how people be trying to get in, but it's small. Then it's like it's enough room to do something, but it's not enough.
I feel
room
like
to
them places
anything.
In the hood is just like not good,
not atmosphere. Good on that club tip,
right?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as a good bar or a good little hangout joint, yeah, cool. But once they try to make it to that club, so yeah, it gets to that point when it's too much and
too crowded.
And then you start seeing a little crazy. Like I remember I was in Detroit Princess and they had the motherfucker on capacity feel so much. The kids was dancing and I could see the motherfucking the ceiling moving from them like going to a hardcore. I'm like scared for my life. Like I hope this boat don't just collapse.
Cave in on it. It wasn't. That's like a punch boat on town too. Punch boat be jumping.
Is that small?
It's not. But it'd be so packed. It'd be feeling claustrophobic in there. Oh, you about this music too.
Okay, so yeah.
These projects we got dropping next week. We're going to have to write these songs, okay? So we got projects dropping next week.
We got projects dropping, people. We got so much coming out, Papa. We got the music show hosted by yours truly and a few other people called Drunk Monkey that's going to be coming on from 5 to 9 p.m. So doing all the hip-hop and reggae and metal. Anything that's popping at the nightlife that you hear in the attic of that house and your uncle that's always room while we smell like weed joints and had that tin paper thing. That's what were they called?
In the can of mail house, too.
No. What were they called? The TV dinner trays that was made of tin. And they always have 1,000 weed seeds on it. And your generation probably was a Jordan box, a shoe box. And
we got extra trays. Like,
yeah, they got trays now. Yeah, but before that, they wasn't a raw tray. That tray was actually like a little table for TV dinners. People used to bring them out to eat at the TV.
Oh, you're talking about the big wood ones?
They used to be made of that tin, like the raw.
Oh, I know you're talking about, yeah.
They used to have, like, that used to be the thing.
I never knew they had a name. I was just like,
no, they had, it was various things. Okay. It was whatever you bought it from. But in my generation, I feel like everybody had a crazy uncle who room always smelled like something, smelled like weed or whatever. He had that tray.
You know
what I'm saying? So we bringing back that type of era music. And then we got to keep the really coming out. Still coming
out. And
we got
the Cocaine Fest, too.
Cocaine Fest. Ain't that what, Christmas Eve?
Yeah, it's around Christmas.
Around Christmas?
Yeah.
Cocaine Fest coming up too. We got Killer Season CDs drop. But we got a lot of exclusive music coming. And you know what?
I wrapped it up.
Before we go, don't forget to go to Rilla, RELLAH313.com and listen to all the music and everything exclusively. I'm keeping it Rilla. And we'll see you next time. Peace.